was a little weasel which was running along the meadows and pastures and so on. But there were bad boys who chased them and wanted to catch the weasel and wanted to even kill it. And there was a little poor girl who was sitting out and said to the weasel, "Come to me. I will protect you. Come to me. Sit to me. Look, I have an egg with me. Drink it. I'm sure you're hungry." And she broke up the egg, and the weasel ate it, and afterwards the shells of the egg were very, very heavy and shining like silver, and they were silver. And the girl went home very happily and showed it to her parents, and of course they sold it and got a little money for that. Next day, the only hen laid two eggs. Yeah, and the little girl took one egg out to the weasel, and the weasel licked it out, and the shells were silver again. And, well, after a while, she got a little rich, and many of the young men came to her, "Don't you want to be my wife?" And she said, "No, you were so cruel to my weasel. You are bad boys, so being adult, and I don't want to get married to you." And one day, on a Sunday morning, she was in church and she brought home one blessed egg. I don't know whether this is a costume in your country, but with us, we carry the red or colored eggs into the church and they are blessed. And this is our breakfast on Easter Sunday morning. And she took one of those blessed eggs and went out to her weasel, and the weasel drank it out. And in the same moment, there was a big, big fire flame, which was high as a palace. And she lost her consciousness. She woke up. She was sitting there. There was no fire flame anymore, but there was a wonderful, handsome prince, and a real palace was standing there. And the prince said to her, "You saved me. You delivered me. You released me from my being bewitched. And now I want to ask you, what do you want to be my wife?" And then they got married. And if they are not dead, they are still living.
Well, much to the amusement of some listeners, Erica did not understand when I wrapped up her tale with, "And they all lived happily ever after." Apparently, "And if they are not dead, they are still living" is the German equivalent. Many thanks to Erica Eikensier, a charming storyteller and curator of lost fairy tales in the fabled collection Prinz Rostenfiel. There's a link to much more on the Trove at wordofmouthradio.org. I'm Virginia Prescott, wishing you a happy Easter on behalf of all of us at Word of Mouth. This is NHPR.